As you come together, I ask you to state the purpose of our gathering. We gather because we want to get closer to each other, to acknowledge the God who calls us to be his people, to get in touch with our feelings, to know as we are known, to grow and change, to be more honest and trusting, to live more fully, to experience more joy, to celebrate life. We are here because we want to give and receive love. Then I call us all to the worship of God and the celebration of life.
Join in silence a service of confession. God, help us to see ourselves fully. He shares with us all ways of becoming now. We don't always soar or whore his call of love, but in this time and place, we open our lives up to him. We are here, God, and we seek your will and way for our living. Speak to us in words of clear faith. Share with us your plan of human love and community.
Welcome. This chapel is being presented, this worship service, by the Student Council. I think it's kind of important that you know just exactly who we are, for we represent you, the students, and we work with you, the faculty and administration. So let me now take this opportunity to introduce to you first the members of the Student Council. And I'm going to ask that they not only just stand, and that they not only just turn around, but that they come on up here so that you can really get a good look at them and know who they are. Let me first introduce myself. I'm Lana Lawrence, and I'm the president of the Student Council for this academic year. Serving with me as vice president is Bert Browning. Secretary Treasurer is Karen Bodenheimer. We have seven committees, standing committees, the chairpersons of which are elected by the student body at the spring elections. The first of these committees is the Arts Committee. Unfortunately, the young man who was elected to the position of chairperson is unable to continue in school this semester since he got an internship elsewhere. So that position is currently vacant. Athletic Committee, Jay Lawson. Chapel Committee, Wayne Grigg. Ethics Committee, Dave Stanford. Off-Campus Ministries Committee, George Darnell. George. Social Committee, Donnie Winston. Student Welfare Committee, Sue Stroud. George and Sue are not with us this morning. Class representatives. The MDiv program is represented by three representatives from each class. The junior class representatives will be elected in the fall elections, which will be held October 7th and 8th. The nominations will be posted at the end of this week. For senior class representative from the MDiv, Danny Allen, Dan Vincent, Kay Smith. Middler class representatives, Nancy Stanton, Jim Blanton, and Deborah Griffiths. The MRE program is represented by one representative from all classes, E. Ray Brooks. Certificate class representative is Richard Hicks. The junior class for the certificate class representative will be elected in the fall elections also. Let me point out now that I have this fine group behind me, the members of the executive committee. These are myself, Bert Browning, Karen Bodenheimer, Danny Allen, Nancy Stanton, E. Ray Brooks, and Richard Hicks. Now I'd like to tell you a little bit about what this Student Council does for you. our purpose, our meaning for existence, and why we're here at all. According to our Constitution, and I'd like just to read it to you, our purpose is as follows. It shall be the purpose of the Student Council to promote the general welfare of all students, stimulate participation in those campus and off-campus activities which are vital for the total well-being of every student, and to assist the faculty and administration at all times in the planning, preparation, and execution of those activities which demand the cooperation and support of the council. Now, I don't know how that strikes you, but to me, it's pretty broad, general, vague, and bordering on being meaningless. Meaning, but it doesn't have any meaning. The Student Council right now is in the process of reevaluating what it means to be Student Council, what it means for us to represent and to serve you, the students, and to work with you, the faculty and administration. We have spent the past weekend in a workshop retreat, the first time Student Council has ever had this kind of activity. And we ran into many difficulties and problems in realizing how much planning and organization it really takes to do what we would like to do on this campus. One of the things we realized was that our Constitution is badly in need of revision, just because what I just read to you is a good example. We also found that as far as the duties were concerned that are specified in our Constitution, they too are vague. My duty is to call Student Council meetings and to see that the rest of these dudes do what they're supposed to do. And that's pretty broad also. Their duties are also vague. So the first task that we have is writing job descriptions, finding out what we should and ought to do, that what we want to happen can happen for you and for us. But beyond that, this weekend we also discovered that in order to structure something, we need to know what it is serving or who it is serving. So one of our first tasks this year is going to be to discover who you are, what your needs are, and how we can best serve and meet those needs. So in a couple of weeks, you as students are going to be receiving a questionnaire which will ask you to pinpoint your needs and concerns and desires so that we won't have to guess where you are or what your needs are, that we won't have to depend on a few vocal people to speak for the entire student body of over 650 students, but that we will have something in writing that we can look to and depend on to give us a better feel of what's really happening. Then, too, in this organization, we're going to see where those needs fit in and how we can best work toward meeting them or implementing projects or plans that can meet them. Let me share with you now just a few of those plans that are already in the making. One of them is coming out of the need of realizing that secular jobs are getting hard to find. We realize that student wives as well as students are having difficulty finding full and part-time jobs. So the Student Council, originally through their off-campus ministry and now through their Student Welfare Committee, will be setting up a job file which will be available to students and to employers to try and place students with certain skills and abilities in the right job. Then, too, there has been expressed a need for babysitting among some of the married couples on campus. So we're exploring the possibility of a co-op babysitting organization. These are just a couple of the needs. If I went into many of them, I'd take up too much time. But there are exciting things happening through your student council, through your student government, and I'd like to see you get involved in it. One of the ways you can get involved is to get in touch with the committee chairman, to find out what they're doing, and to find out how you can serve them. In addition to the committees I mentioned earlier, we have three new committees that we felt the need to establish, and another committee that's in the process of being established. One of these is the Communication Study Committee. Nancy Stanton, Midler class representative, will be chairing this committee. I mentioned the constitutional revision. We also have a committee that will be charged with that responsibility. As of yet, we have no chairman, so if there's anyone who would like to volunteer, I will accept. All nominations are volunteers. In addition, we have a committee for publicity, which we've never had as a student council before. And our idea here is to somehow let you know what's going on. The fourth committee, which I mentioned, which is in the process of being established, comes out of our need of somehow having a structure for which we can get out information regarding needs and concerns of a pastoral care nature to our people. Deaths, illness, sickness, crisis of any kind, that somehow we can know of these things and minister to each other. So a pastoral ministries committee is in the process of formation. Next Tuesday at this time, same place, same station, you will have another opportunity of finding out what student council does, specifically through their off-campus ministries committee. George Darnell and his committee will use this time to present to you some of the opportunities that are available to you to minister in this area and surrounding areas. I urge you to be here and to volunteer to sign up for some of the tasks and opportunities that will be presented to you at that time. You have another opportunity to find out what's going on in student government. You have the right and privilege, perhaps the obligation, to attend student council meetings, which are open to anyone. The first of the student council meetings for this academic year will be Friday at 10 a.m. in the conference room of Mackey Hall. I urge you to be there. In addition to the student council as your representatives, students work with faculty on faculty committees as student representatives. At this time, I'd like to introduce the students who serve on these committees, tell you very briefly what the committees do, those that I'm sure of, that I know what they do, and have the members of these committees stand up here with me. Academic Policy and Procedure Committee. These are faculty committees on which students are represented. Tom Flint, Bill Crouch, Debbie Linhart, Richard Jansen. Academic Policy and Procedure speaks for itself. It deals with policy and procedure regarding academic side of our campus life. Chapel, Wayne Grigg, and Harry Scarborough. This committee plans, schedules the chapel hour, the events that go on at that time. Convocations, lectures, and missionary days. Will Dublin, Lita Poston, and Judith Moore. This committee schedules the speakers for these special convocations, lectures, and missionary days, plans their arrangements while they're here, etc. Field education, Johnny Davis and Jim Brown. Graduation and commencement, Joy Jones and Bert Strange. Student affairs, Bob Galloway. Student discipline, Marvin Cudd, Tony McGuire, Michael Williams. You really ought to get to know these guys. Library committee, Larry Key, Baxter Wynn, Dale Godwin, William Harding. If you have any concerns about the library, they're the ones to see. These are your representatives on these faculty committees. They speak for you, they bring your concern, they represent you, but they can't very well represent you if you don't make your voice, your opinion, your thoughts, your feelings known. And that's your responsibility. For those of you who have been here a couple of years, and perhaps already for those of you who are brand new, you have discovered that this community is made up of unique, diverse, strange people. We are not the same. We are very unique and very individual. And we range over a broad spectrum of beliefs, ideas, concerns, needs, situations in life. Some of us are single, with the problems inherent therein. Some of us are married, with the problems inherent therein. Some of us have children. Some of us commute. Some of us live on campus. And because of our life situations, our problems and needs are different, and yet in many ways, they are the same. Now let us share those needs and concerns.
May we bow in prayer. Our Heavenly Father, this day we come to thy throne of grace, realizing that thou art God, that thou art the only God who is worthy of our worship, who is worthy of the giving of our lives, that there is no other God to whom we should serve in this world but thee. We thank thee this day, dear God, that we are able to call you Father. We are thankful that we serve such a God who loves and gives freely to his children. We would ask this morning that you would know us, God, that your Spirit would become a very dear and living reality to each of us. Search our hearts. Search our minds. And see, dear Father, if there is anything there that does not bring glory to the name of Jesus Christ. Reveal to us, dear Lord, the kind of people we are, and then speak to us through thy Spirit of the kind of people you would have us to be. Forgive us, Lord, of our sins through him who came and died on the cross. And then, Father, through thy Holy Spirit, give us the power not only to deny sin, but to turn from it and to live lives which will be lives which bring glory to Jesus' name. We ask that this year, that thy Spirit would indeed indwell us, that we might be willing to crucify self, we might be willing to let Jesus Christ have his way on this campus. Give us the strength. Give us the wisdom. Give us the power to do those things which need to be done. We ask this prayer, dear Father, in his name, who came and died and did for us what we could not do for ourselves. Amen.
The scripture chosen this morning to guide our thinking is found in Romans chapter 8, verses 3 through 8, and in Romans chapter 13, verses 8 through 10. For by the grace given to me, I bid every one of you among us not to think of himself more highly than he should, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith which God has given him. For as in one body we have many members, and we are all the members, do not have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members of one another. Having gifts that differ according to grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. In service, in our serving. He who teaches, in his teaching. He who exhorts, in his exhortation. He who contributes, in liberality. He who gives aid, with zeal. He who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness. Owe no one anything except to love one another. For he who loves his neighbor has fulfilled the law. The commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not kill, you shall not steal, you shall not covet, and any other commandment are all summed up in this sentence. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
Last spring, when we had our installation service for officers, it lasted about 10 minutes. And Dr. Lawley came up to me afterwards and thanked me for the gift of time. And he asked me if in the future student council sponsored chapels would last 10 minutes. Dr. Lawley, they don't. I'm taking up the time now, perhaps, that I saved from last time. But there's much that I need to say. Unfortunately, I'm sort of thinking in my mind that the people I really need to say this to are the people that aren't here. For a long time, the image of butterfly has been very special to me. For somehow it symbolized for me the process of becoming.
and I found myself for a long time in the process of becoming. The hurt and the pain of a cocoon, the loneliness, breaking out of the cocoon to fly, the fear of flying, and yet the thrill and the joy of flying. But somehow I'm learning that that image of butterfly is far from complete. For as much as I would like to become all by myself, hanging in a cocoon from a tree and then breaking forth all by myself, it just doesn't happen that way. For becoming, truly becoming, takes place in community. This community has gotten awfully crowded all of a sudden. 650 students. Do you know that my first semester here, there were 16 women in the dorm? Now they're 40. Living close together brings problems. The needs seem intensified. I remember my first week here was horrible. I was so tied up in knots. I was so anxious. But you multiply that times almost 300 in the new class, and it's even worse. And yet, I think there's something that can help. And that is remembering that we are not alone, and yet we're neither in the midst of a bunch of strangers. That we who are here form a community. Now, granted, we do not form a community unless we're willing to make a commitment to that community. But we do have an option. We have an option of staying alone among strangers, or of reaching out to one another in responsibility, concern, and care. And that's what I'd like to call us to. That's what I'd like to call myself to. That's what I'd like to open myself up to. I know it's risky, and I know it's scary, because I'm scared. I'm scared of being open and concerned and responsible and aware of and everything else to so many people. But I've learned something, too, in the past 2 weeks, that so many people are really just individuals. Persons just like me who hurt and are afraid, who get excited and have joy. And person to person, I can share that. When I look out and I think of you as a conglomerate of people, you know, 650, I can't handle it. But when I see faces among the crowd and persons with backgrounds, then I can handle it. We have an opportunity this year that we've never had before to be a community in a very real, reaching out, open sense. But to reach out means to open up, and it means to risk. It means to break out of the cocoon and to join all the others who are struggling to become butterflies, not alone, but together. And I know, oh, I know that that isn't easy. But I'm excited about the possibility that we could really reach out and care and serve, and work, and learn, and grow, and become with one another. And I'm not so sure that any of that is possible alone. Will you join with me now in a litany of commitment? What you would really be willing to do and to commit yourself to today, tomorrow, the rest of this week, the rest of the month, the rest of the semester. Let us love one another, for love is of God, and the person who loves is born of God and knows God. Let us love one another. God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them. We become a family of God when we call upon the power beyond ourselves that alone enables us to love and reconcile. God, help us to love.
From different places and separate paths, we have come to this hour. Yet we are children of one Father, the Creator of all that is good, God of all who are. Different though we are, we share common needs, hopes, struggles, dreams.
So let us learn to rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep, that we may be a fellowship of suffering and joy.
Together we celebrate new life in Jesus Christ and make new commitment to be his servant people.
Hope, love, peace, joy.
The Lord go with you.